Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and we're focused on my favorite topic at this stage in my life, grandparenting. How to be an intentional grandparent. You know, grandparents, listen, we make a difference in the lives of our grandchildren. We have more patience, sometimes more resources, more time, more experiences in life, and you and I can make a difference in the lives of our grandkids. And today we're going to be talking about that. I have Larry Fowler joining me. He's from Awana, but also a grandfather, and he tells his story. He's going to be joining me, and we've got other things along the way in this half hour. I think it'll be very encouraging for grandparents. My wife, Donna, and I, as I mentioned, we're grandparents. We have three kids, and God bless them. We now have six living grandchildren, and each of them is a very special blessing in our lives. And people are asking questions. I think we really came up with doing this today because of things we've been seeing on Facebook. Renee, for instance, posted recently here on Facebook and wanting to know how to adjust to being a grandparent. I think the first adjustment is just realizing you're now at that stage where they put grand in front of your name, you know. It used to be the older ones, right? Now we are those. And Dawn asked the question, wants to know how to be a successful grandparent. What do they look like? And that's a great question. I think the idea of being a grandparent is we have more patience. As we said, we have more time, maybe more resources, more experience. And we use those things to really support our children in being successful in raising our grandchildren, which means we don't get on their case to criticize them. We're not correcting them, but we're helping them. We're also not overdoing, meaning that we're, you know, trying to usurp the authority of our children in the lives of our grandchildren. We have more patience. Last night, for instance, two of our grandchildren were over, Kylie and Kinsley, our two oldest. And Kylie, who's 7 years old, is now learning to all the states. And so Grandma got one of these maps, you know, with a puzzle with each of the states. And I had the patience to sit there for probably a half hour and help her put those things together. Now, as a parent, that would have been like, let's get this done and get on to the next thing. I think as grandparents, we have the time. And God bless us as grandparents. We can make a difference in the lives of our grandchildren. We're certainly going to try this half hour to make a difference in elevating the importance of being grand as a parent. You ready? Let's get at it.
Yes, I would like to ask Randy Carlson what the role of grandparents is, what to define grandparenting. We're having some difficulty with our young adult children and any input we might share with them regarding our grandchildren or just life issues. They seem to feel like they don't need any input. It's creating a lot of stress in our family because we're concerned about some things and would feel comfortable if they would listen at least to what our viewpoints are. So I'd appreciate any help you can give with that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's a good question, and good luck to you, because if you've got kids who frankly don't want to listen, they just don't want to listen, and that's a problem. And it may be that they perceive that you've been pushy and bossy, and they're trying to do it on their own. I would encourage all grandparents to do a couple of things. One is with your kids, first of all, when you catch them doing things that you think, hey, that's a good job, just really speak into their lives. As human beings, when someone encourages us that we're doing at least something right, we're going to be better prepared to take the suggestions when we're doing something that might be improved. Isn't that what happens in the workplace? Isn't that what happens in a marriage? Isn't that what happens in all relationships, including parents and children and grandparents and their children as well? Secondly, I really recommend when you see something that you're concerned about, don't just offer your opinion on it, but stop and always say, you know, can I share something with you? In other words, you're asking for permission. There's something powerful about asking your kids, can you have permission to say something? But you better be prepared, because if they say no, then you need to shut up and back off. On the other hand, if they say sure, then just very gently, don't talk about you or you should do this or that. Just say, hey, you know, from my experience, this is something may help, may not help. I'm just going to throw it out just for your benefit. I love you and want the best for you. Take it or leave it, but here it is. And I think that's the best approach. Now, let me just put a caveat in here that if there's a situation where a child's life or health or there's something that's going to be endangered with your grandchildren, then obviously you got to take it to another level. Hey, listen, we got some callers standing by. We got a great program ahead. In fact, our friend Larry Fowler, who's the executive director of the global network of Awana, he's a grandpa now. And you don't know what Awana is. That's a children's program for churches. He's going to be joining me in just a couple minutes because Larry and his wife, they were so radical about being good grandparents that they even packed up and moved to another part of the country to be closer. And I think that's pretty cool. You come join us. What's your thought on all of this as a grandparent? What have you learned? You can leave it that on our storyline when you give us a call at 888-888-1717. Again, that's 888-888-1717.
Hi, I'm Lori Allen, and when I think of the traits passed down by both of my grandmothers, I missed a few good skills, like being able to knit, sew, and cook. But I did inherit intangible talents, such as remembering to count my blessings, tackling hard projects, and leaning on the Lord in times of trial. One of my grandmothers was a school teacher, a reader, and a lover of nature. She taught me to recognize types of birds, flowers, and trees. But most importantly, she always took me to church when I visited her. And when I think of the legacy of faith she left, I feel so fortunate. Some might say they have real characters in their family, instead of saying their family has real character. Having positive traits that you can trace back is nice. But what if you have generations of addiction, abuse, or unfaithfulness? Don't let negative characteristics defeat you, and don't let them give you an excuse to do less than your best. You have the power of the Holy Spirit within you, and you can break destructive cycles. One of my grandmothers was married 4 times. My dad decided no matter what, he would stay married to the same woman. This year, he and Mom will be married 56 years. I hope I inherited his persistence and loyalty, but I'd still like to be a better cook. For intentional living, I'm Lori Allen.
Indeed. Thank you, Lori, and I appreciate that. You know, you think about the influence of grandparents. Some of us had the opportunity to be influenced by grandparents, some not. In my case, I had one grandparent that I ever met. The others were already in heaven, my Grandma Carlson. And for the brief time that she was with us before she passed when I was a young boy, she certainly impacted my life and makes a difference. Hey, I mentioned that Larry Fowler is going to be joining us. Larry is the executive director of global networking at Awana. It's a ministry that has helped educate and discipline kids and families for several decades now, and he's been with Awana for over 30 years. So I know, Larry, you're obviously passionate about reaching kids for Christ. But first of all, thanks for stopping by, Larry. But also, I understand you have a real passion. Take a minute and talk about that passion.
I'm real passionate about this grandparenting thing. And in fact, my wife and I had a switch in our responsibilities at Awana on purpose because we weren't living close to grandkids. And I got so convicted of all the passages in Scripture that talk about multiple generations. And there are just several times in Scripture that 3 generations are mentioned. For example, why is God the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? I mean, why do you need to say all 3, you know, grandfather, father, and son? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that there are a lot of passages where it says, you know, teach your children and your children's children. And so we felt like to really be obedient to Scripture, we had to be in a position where we could influence our grandkids. And for us, that meant a physical move where we had to sell our home and move in order to be close to them and the stage of life that we're in so that we could be really intentional grandparents. That, I think, is something that people of my generation need to think about. You know, to be real frank, a lot of the commercials on TV that talk about the retirement villages are very deceptive. Life is not near so wonderful in those retirement villages as people would want to believe. And one of the best things that you can do in older stages of life, of course, would be a positive spiritual influence on grandkids.
Absolutely. That's really good, Larry. I like how you reference the fact that even in the Old Testament, there's a reference generationally. I mean, the Bible is filled with generations, and well, you read some of the legacy that's in Scripture and the lineage, you realize that it matters. And one of the things I think about grandparenting myself is that sense of continuity and legacy that we can pass on to our kids. And I applaud that you and your wife took took the lead to go do that with your kids. And I think that's a very valuable thing to do. We're talking grandparenting today, and I've got Larry Fowler here, who's the executive director of Global Network for Awana. And Larry, you mentioned about being intentional as grandparents. So tell us, you know, what else do you do as a grandparent to be intentional?
You know, being an intentional grandparent really has challenges when they're not with you physically. You know, when they don't live right close by you, it's hard. And so I guess every grandparent has to figure out what works for them. But what works for us is we have to do our very, very best to enter their world. You can't expect grandkids to enter grandparent world. Grandparents have to enter grandkid world. And for us, that, of course, means texting. Well, of course, we text, too, but we know our grandkids really text. So my wife, being grandma, texts verses on a regular basis to our grandkids. And they don't always respond. In fact, the boys rarely respond. But they're still getting verses from grandma, and they love it. You know, they may not send a text back and say, thanks, grandma, but they love it. And so on a regular basis, she texts verses to them. And because I'm a writer, I have a different approach, because I'm not disciplined enough to send texts every day. But I write them letters on their birthdays, and especially the 16th birthday. I write my grandson's letters on their as they turn 16, and then I tell them, I want you to read that letter every year for the next 10 years. And I'm especially concerned about the years between 14 and 24 or 16 and 26 because those are the years of decision-making. And I want to be a voice in the back of my grandson's head that says, don't you mess up and don't you make wrong decisions. You live your life according to the way Scripture has to say. And so, you know, there are different ways to be intentional, but every grandparent has to find a way in order to be obedient to Scripture.
In fact, that is true. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you stopping by from your work with Awana to share your perspective. Hey, Grandpa or Grandma, I like that thought that Larry had that we be that voice in their ear. You know, maybe the voice to just be there when they're ready to make a decision that frankly isn't quite so healthy for them. What do you think? Weigh in on it at 888-888-1717.
My name is Pat. I'm 67. My daughter was killed 4 years ago. She was in a house fire. I had become involved with the wrong kind of people, drinking and drugs. It took them 3 months to identify her before we was able to have a funeral of any kind. She left me 5 beautiful children. I was married right before it happened, but he couldn't deal with all this, so he left. The children have been a blessing, but at 67, I thought I'd be doing other things in life, like traveling and going out to lunch with friends. And that doesn't happen. I have a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old, full-time. And then the 19-year-old, I had her for 3 years. She's been out on her own now for a year. And then there's 17-year-old twins. It breaks my heart when they look at me and say, Grandma, why weren't we enough? How come Mama cared more about the drugs and the drinking than she did us? What's wrong with us? It has been a tough situation. Thank God we have faith. Without it, there would be no answer.
Lord, bless that dear lady today, this moment in time, with those 5 precious grandchildren, to have wisdom to answer those questions, to love on those grandchildren. I pray that you'll extend her life and her health, that she'll have the years ahead that'll be a blessing not only to them but encouragement to her in Jesus' name. And I think that prayer is for thousands of others. Maybe that's where you are today as well.
Pilate, he was asking, what is truth? You know, we could camp on that question for a long time, couldn't we? We have Job 14:14. If a man dies, shall he live again? Now, that question bears answering. Because whatever answer you give to that question will determine the future of your life. I mean, if you either believe after we die, there's more or there's not.
That's a clip. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month going to members of Intentional Living around the country and the power of questions. Do you realize there's over 3,000 questions in Scripture? Each of them thought-provoking, raising awareness in our life. And I teach on this lesson the very first question asked in the Bible. You'll be surprised what the question was and who it came from. So Intentional Living members, watch for that. It's coming your way. And if you're not a member, what is a member anyway? What's a member? A member is a person, sometimes it's a couple or an individual, young or old, who get the message of intentional living, want to see it extended around the world, want to live intentionally themselves, and they join us in monthly support. That's why this program is on the air, in fact, because of their financial support to the listener-supported ministry of Intentional Living. If you're not a member, come and join us, and we'll make sure that starting right now with this teaching on the power of questions that you're a part of the team. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and join up. We'd love to have you be a part of the Intentional Living Center. Come and do it today. Thank you.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Dr. Randy's got more on grandparenting. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You can do this. You can raise your kids without raising your voice. You can raise responsible adults. Learn the secrets of intentional parenting, including 5 things your kids need to know before leaving home at Parents Night Out. The Parents Night Out Conference with Dr. Randy Carlson is coming in October and November. Register today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Hey, have you joined the Intentional One Thing Challenge yet? Well, in order to do that, you have to have one thing. So what's your one thing? Join the challenge today, and when you do, we'll pray for you. That's at theintentionallife.com.
My husband's grandparents, I've known them since before I was born, but they prayed for the 7 generations following them faithfully. It's made a huge impact in our lives.
My grandmother, she is absolutely essential in what took place in my life.
They had a very big influence in my life. They raised me and they took me to church. And if it wasn't for my grandparents, I just don't know where I'd be today.
Boy, we're talking about the value add, as they say in the business world, the value add of grandparenting. It's not to sit on our backsides and just enjoy retirement and, you know, use all the resources we've saved, but to invest in the lives of those precious little ones that God has given us. And maybe they're older now, maybe they're adults, but they're still your grandchildren. You're there for them and loving on them. And boy, what an opportunity. In fact, my wife Don and I are going to spend tonight with a couple of our grandchildren babysitting so mom and dad can get out. Things that we can do to encourage one another. Hey, let's hear some more of the stories from you all about grandparents and what you've learned about grandparenting. Let's go to Danielle in Glendale. Hi there, Danielle.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. Perfect. And very, very blessed. My okay. grandfather, and I was chuckling at how you described your grandparents, and it just got me thinking that they're so special. But he was born in 1916. Mm-hmm. He still lives with me and my mother. Moved in with us a few years back to be with his newest great-granddaughter, and he's watched her grow, and that's the light of his life. But he was in World War II in the Mediterranean. He also played football for Michigan State back when they had, Minnesota State. When they had leather helmets. He also taught me what the meaning of the words plug away.
Oh. So what does that mean to you, plug away? What is it? I kind of think we all intuitively know, but what does that mean to you? What did he teach you about that?
Well, you know, just whenever I get discouraged or tired or I feel that I can't keep going, I just always hear those words, Danielle, just plug away. And then that's just his way. It was his way of being intentional with me to show me that all things can be accomplished, just don't focus too much on everything. Just plug away on what you've got in front of you.
And you know what? I'll tell you something, Danielle. These moments in time that we learn from our parents and our grandparents and sometimes great-grandparents, just glimpses. And I just want to say to grandparents listening today, as you hear Danielle, and we kind of intuitively know we make a difference. Every time I get a chance to speak into the lives of my grandchildren, we have four of them, all from five and down, they're all young. I make every point I possibly can to speak into their lives personally, that they're special, God made them special, that they've got a great future. I can see their little eyes brighten up, especially Kylie, who's our oldest and kind of comprehends this at this stage. We get these moments, grandparents, to build into our lives of these kids and grandkids, and let's do it intentionally. It's important. Hey, Danielle, thank you for your call.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much.
God bless you, and enjoy the time with your grandpa there. BJ's in Bath, Michigan. Hi, BJ.
Hi, Randy.
How you doing today?
I'm nervous.
Well, we'll get through it.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. What did you learn from your grandparents or grandparents?
Well, my grandparents were, I had nine aunts and uncles on both sides, my mom and my dad. And so I didn't have the one-on-one closeness like grandparents do nowadays. But I can remember my Grandma Weidman would play the piano and she would sing The Old Rugged Cross, and I remember that from Grandma Weidman, big time, up in Ithaca, Michigan. And we would go up there every weekend and stuff for when we were kids. But back in 1987, I was 40 years old, and just over 4 years, I had nine tumors. Eight were malignant, and I lost a breast and top lobe of my right lung. And the doctor said I was stage 3 cancer victim. And I prayed to the Lord, and I said, Lord, no, not yet. I want to be a grandma someday. I said, Lord, if you let me live and heal me and let me be a grandma, I promise you every one of those grandkids will know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I'm happy to say May 14th was 22 years remission from cancer.
Good.
And we've got 10 grandkids right now. We've got five boys and five girls. The oldest is Emily. We've got three Zachs, and the youngest is Emily. And now, by the grace of God, next month, probably in October, the granddaughter that was born on Christmas 23 years ago is pregnant with twin boys. And I'm going to be blessed doubly with great-grandma twice in one delivery. And I just want to know that I couldn't do it all without my husband, Douglas. He goes deer hunting every single year, and he's gone up for 35 years with the same group of guys, and he was up there this year for 10 days out of the 2 weeks. They go for a week of bow and a week of gun, and he called me the first couple of days after he'd been up there telling me how he was getting this funny feeling in his chest and pain down his left arm. But he said, at least it's going down my left arm and not my right arm, right, hon? And I'm going, no, you got that wrong. The left arm is bad. He continued to be stubborn and stomped through the woods deer hunting for 10 days. The Lord healed him, kept him. That's all he did was pray, and his buddies helped him and everything. And he came home, and the day after Thanksgiving, had open-heart surgery. His heart, the three main arteries were 99 and 100% blocked. And he had open heart surgery, and he's just as strong and all back to normal and good as gold.
Hey, well, listen, BJ.
Everything.
God is not done with you guys yet, obviously, in your grandparenting. And you guys stay at it, stay faithful, keep trusting God, and you got good days ahead. Precious story, reminder. Hey, listen, do you ask God to let you live long enough to be the grandparent? Maybe make up for some of the things that we as parents wish we had done differently. Grandparents, we play an important role in our kids' lives.
This is Larry Hookman with today's intentional grandparenting tip. The more difficult situation your grandchild is in, the more important you are in being the grandparent God wants you to be. All grandparents would like their grandchildren's lives to be perfect, but sadly, this is never so. God knows this and has uniquely prepared you for this challenge. Remember, our generational God knew what your nurture, life experiences, and spiritual gifts would be, so he intentionally and purposely created you so that you could be the perfect grandparent. God also knew the needs of your grandchildren and has equipped you to be the godly grandparent he wants you to be, even in the most difficult grandparenting situations. A great example of this is in the book of Ruth. Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi struggled as a mother, but God used her mightily as a grandmother. Three of her secrets: her presence, perseverance, and prayer. Grandparents, never give up. You might be the only person God can use to speak into the life of your precious grandchild. Like Naomi, it may take years to see the results, but maintain an active involvement in their lives, pray without ceasing, and persevere. It can make all the difference. For Intentional Living, this is Larry Hookman.
Very good. Thank you, Larry. Good advice, as you can hear it from a grandfather's heart, you know, the value of being intentional as a grandparent. I think Dottie, who is one who's joined us on Facebook, summarizes it quite beautifully. And in fact, I'd like to share her thoughts with you here in just a moment.
Mom, Dad, this might surprise you, but it's actually possible to raise me to be a responsible adult without losing your mind. The Intentional Living Center and Dr. Randy are having a Parents Night Out conference. And Dr. Randy says he'll teach you 5 things you need to teach me before I leave home? What does he mean by that?
That's a question that we're going to get to at the upcoming Parents Night Out. Hey, listen, we live in a culture today, moms and dads, and you know it, that puts enormous pressure on you as a parent. Your kids have enormous pressure. We only get one shot at this thing of being an intentional parent, and we are sold out to help you be successful in that process. That's our mission and our passion. And we're taking it on the road. It's our Parents Night Out series. We're going to be in Albuquerque on October 2nd, across Michigan, October 9, 10, 11, Midland, Jackson, and Flint, and then moving to Mesa and Phoenix, October 23 and 24, Friday, Saturday, and then in Tucson, Friday night, November 6th, to wrap it up. If you're not registered and haven't signed up yet to be a part of the Parents Night Out, listen, come and be with us. Grandparents, hey, we're talking grandparenting today. How about taking those grandkids and just spending an evening with them and sending your kids? Come on out. Have the parents come on out and just laugh. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn. I promise you that as a parent, you're going to get something that will help you. Now, you may be a single mom or dad. You may be married as a couple with kids, but we want you to come and be a part of this. Get registered today. All right? Tickets available at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And all the information available for you there. Dottie wraps all of this up beautifully on Facebook. She says, I like to hold my grandchildren close to me and tell them how much they are loved. I teach them about Jesus and his love, and I pray for them every day. Boy, that's the way to pull it together, right? Got some upcoming programs coming your way. We're going to talk about troubled marriage and divorce. How do you handle that? And then coming up on Labor Day, Linda Swindling, who's a part of one of the contributors to Intentional Living, joining me, talking about whiners and complainers in the workplace. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.